And our next guest is Otto Kroons. Otto, can you tell us about yourself?
All right, so I'm a Finn. I live in Finland in a city called Tampere. I'm a serial entrepreneur. I set up my first company when I was 21. Now I'm almost 45. So I've basically been almost all my life working in my own companies. And currently I'm using Scala for developing things at Umbra.
Okay, how you have been involved in Scala development? How you choose Scala?
So originally I started using Scala maybe about 6 years ago in my previous company. We had implemented a service in Java, but then I sort of got tired of all the boilerplate in Java and wanted to experiment with something else, and then basically we ended up rewriting the whole thing in Scala maybe in about 6 months or so. And ever since that, I've been using Scala for practically all my programming work.
How many years it was? What's the version of Scala it was been?
I think it was like version 2.9, about maybe 5 or 6 years ago, where I started.
In your opinion, what is the worst thing in Scala?
Well, it's a bit slow to compile, but yeah, it's not really the worst thing in my opinion. Let's think about this a bit more. So it's sort of like a good and bad thing that you can do things in so many ways in Scala, but that sort of ends up in a situation easily that people do it in very different ways, and then those are difficult to integrate. That you have freedom, but you can sort of misuse that freedom. That you have to be, as a developer, you have to be very careful about the style of programming you do in Scala, so that you stay true to whatever paradigm you have chosen, whether it's more like object-oriented or functional programming. But if you start mixing those together all the places, then it gets sort of a bit complicated.
You mean a language freedom or ecosystem diversity? I mean a difference between Scala Z, CATS, standard Scala, and maybe Scala EE?
Well, I think it's more about the libraries and the conventions than the language itself. That it's like using ACCA and CATS and these kind of things together, it gets pretty hairy quite quickly, that they don't work together as well as in, let's say, in Haskell, that you have a very unified way of doing things, but in Scala you can do things in many different ways, and you end up sort of refactoring, because like for example, I've been using ACCA actors for quite a long time, but now I'm moving into more, let's say, functional programming approach, so I keep refactoring away from actors into more functional programming, and it's still doable in Scala. The refactoring is pretty easy, but you end up in these situations that sort of mixing these paradigms together can be a bit difficult with all these libraries.
Have you seen a new ACCA typed API?
I have, but I'm not too convinced, because it's again a very different approach even from the previous ACCA, and again it solves some of the problems, but it doesn't solve all of them. So I'm using ACCA streams, I'm using ACCA HTTP, but I'm using them not as actors, but as more like libraries on their own.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so you don't like it?
Like what? Like the ACCA typed or ACCA actors?
ACCA typed.
I can't say whether I like it or not. I'm just not too interested in that kind of programming at the moment.
Okay, what the best thing in Scala?
Well, for me, it's that you can express things in a sort of single language, that you can use it on the front end, because the way I work is that I do both front end and back end work, so I can use Scala.js on the front end, and that's where I've been quite active in the past few years. So I can sort of trust on my code, because it's strongly typed. It's quite often true that when it compiles, it works, and you don't need to do debugging and things like that you need to do in some other languages.
Tell me about your open source projects. Especially I and our listeners are interested in Suzaku. Can you tell about Suzaku?
Okay, so Suzaku is like a big project that I started over a year ago, and it's not quite ready, not quite ready yet. But the idea of Suzaku is to take front end development on a new level in Scala. So it sort of borrows ideas from JavaScript libraries like React and Redux and so on, but it doesn't rely on any JavaScript library, but it's a truly like 100% Scala library for developing on the front end. And the core idea there is actually this kind of a multi-thread model, where you can run the UI in a different thread than the application, which gives you a lot better performance, a lot better user experience, because you can do stuff and the UI is never lagging behind, because it's running in its own thread.
You mean web workers or service workers?
Yeah, web workers in this case. And also Suzaku has been designed to be sort of portable, so it's not just for web, but also eventually for Android, iOS, like native development. So you can It tries to find the balance, the right kind of abstraction, that you can build UI components, UI things in a way that are not too web specific, so that you could actually take that to Android or iOS eventually.
I see that Suzaku should, or no, not should. I see that Suzaku provides. Cut. Can Suzaku provide cut? Sorry. Does Suzaku provide a layer for communication between client and server?
Eventually it might, but at the moment I'm sort of relying on existing technologies, because there are libraries like AutoWire and others similar to that provide this kind of type safe communication between client and server. But eventually it might be that I need to again write my own stuff to make it more, to make it, to sort of integrate it better with the whole idea and the architecture of Suzaku, that how are applications actually built in Suzaku, because it's not like a RPC kind of thing where you call something, but it's more like message passing all around the design. So it could be that it ends up being something a bit different.
Okay, maybe you can tell, you won't tell about open source projects. What you like to tell us?
What do you mean?
I force you to speak about Suzaku,
yeah.
but maybe you want to speak about Scala.js Fiddle or Bupicle or something else.
Yeah, sure. I mean, I of course I've given some presentations on Suzaku, so I really like to speak about it, and I'm sort of a bit. Worried that I haven't had the time to work on it as much as I wanted, and one reason is that I don't currently have any specific need for it myself. So now that I have this Scala Fiddle thing going on, but hopefully that is sort of done now, so now I can again focus on starting something new that where I would actually use Suzaku. But like you mentioned, Suzaku is actually like a name for a group of libraries. So there is a Bupicle, there is Diode, both of which are actually used in the Suzaku framework. and but are sort of standalone libraries. So Bubicle is for binary serialization, so it's very high performance. It works also like on Scala.js. And now with the latest updates on Scala Native, I'm also planning to port it there. So you can have the same serialization on Scala JVM, JS, and Native, all working nicely. And Scala Fiddle is an interesting project. It's not really that much of a library, but more like a service. And what we just sort of talked here earlier, and what I was talking in my presentation here in the conference, is that now you can use it even more easily for expanding documentation and things like that. So I'm looking forward to sort of expanding the reach of Scala Fiddle even beyond what it's now. For example, education is one place where it could be quite interesting, that instead of installing Scala and installing SBT, students could be just using Scala Fiddle or something similar to do development work.
Okay, thank you. And the last question, how do you like the conference?
Oh, the conference is quite nice. It's surprise. The place is really weird. It's like an old industrial factory, but it's quite nice nonetheless. And the talks have been interesting. The ones I've had time to watch when I haven't been practicing my own talk, and everything has been working great. And the weather is similar to Finland, so that's quite fine as well.
Thank you. Great interview. Thank you.